And how about that kind of bitter powder that you used to take for a fever?
Oh, that is quinine.
And then if a person was alive one day and then the next day he wasn't, you'd say he
died suddenly with a heart attack.
Okay, but if they didn't know, they might say, I don't know what.
Yeah, they'd have it something, you know. Yeah. See, a heart attack if he just fell over dead and don't tell them what happened to him, they'd have a heart attack. Yeah. That's a lot of that happens.
Yeah. They might say, I don't know what he died.
They'd say they didn't know. Maybe somebody'd say, I don't know whether that killed him or not. Uh-huh. The doctors, and of course, after a man dead, it's hard for a doctor to tell what killed him.
Sure.
Anyway, when his heart quit beating, he's going to die.
Right.
That's evident fact.
Okay. All right. And then after a person dies, the body's placed in a...
Well, nowadays, used to people, before they had funeral homes, they would make their own caskets, you know, have them weigh their head sometimes. And then later on, they got to go into the funeral homes and get in the caskets. And my grandpa's both died in 1916. You couldn't get out of here. Couldn't get a casket. Couldn't get it. There wasn't no ambulance that had any. Couldn't get them in here. Had to take a wagon and go and get them. But now then, when anybody dies, most of the people belongs to one or the other. We've got two funeral homes. They belong to that burial association, you know. And they've even cut the ambulance out now. The ambulance, they won't let the undertakers come and get anybody and take them to Knoxville, to the hospital, or Sevierville, the hospital. There's an ambulance. That went on up to the first of this year, and it's disagreeable. And this ambulance, these funeral homes would take you to Knoxville for $20-$25. Well, these funeral homes, this year bus now, they've just only got one for Sevier County. Sometimes they'll have to get the rescue squad or something to go and get them. They charge you $50 to come in here and get you and take you to Knoxville.
Is that right?
But the funeral homes, when they come and get you when you're buried, that goes in with the funeral burial. They come and get you and take you out there and take care of you and bury you. And the ambulance service, you don't. That's one thing that you still got, just their funeral home.
Yeah. And where is the burying done? How does the place where the burying is done?
That's the cemetery.
Right.
Old people still calls it like the graveyard. Cemetery is the right place for it.
Now, this disease that took the lives of a lot of children, in the 40, 50 years ago, especially his throat.
Yeah, that was some kind of croup. Remember, it was croup or something or other. Guess what you're talking
about.
Or
dip.
Huh?
Dip. Remember diphtheria?
It's croup. They call it the croup, man.
Yeah. Didn't they call it diphtheria?
The what?
Wasn't there any diphtheria?
Yeah, diphtheria. Well, that was a different thing. Yeah. Diphtheria, it's awful. They'd kill a lot of them. Mm. I forget just how that worked, but it worked in your tonsils and in your throat and things like that.
Now,
you don't hear of too much of that anymore.
Yeah. Now, you said you're troubled with what?
Bad circulation. The blood don't circulate too good.
You say the pains in the joints, though, you have?
Oh, that's arthritis. Yeah. It's mean. There's an old boy that used to work here for me. I used to laugh at people about arthritis. I mean, that's an old boy and somebody's talking, they had arthritis. Mm-hmm. His boy said, I know all them damn rhinoceros. And he said, that old Arthur's the meanest one.
How about something that causes a yellowing of the skin?
It's yellow jaundice.
And how about something you get a pain down in your right side?
That's appendicitis.
All right, and if a person can't keep food down, he might...
I don't know what you'd call that.
Just if the food comes up, you mean he just...
I have some stomach troubles too. Sometimes food don't go through you. Sometimes you have trouble. You have to take something to get that gas and stuff. I guess that's what you're talking about.
No, I mean like vomiting or throwing up.